This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so look, let's call this the day of the three whys, shall we? Why is this happening? This being the key variable here. Variable number one, and hence why number one on the program today, WHY, by the way, just because this is radio and that can be tough. Anyway, variable number one, why number one is gold. Someone or something is buying a lot of it right now, 400 tons of it in the third quarter. That's $20 billion worth, give or take, at today's price. And it's double the amount that changed hands in the second quarter. All of this, according to the World Gold Council. Central banks bought a quarter of that total, but the rest, we don't know. A country or countries? And why? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on the case.
When Ken Kuttner used to work at the New York Federal Reserve Bank back in the 90s, he sometimes got to go to the basement.
Buried deep in the Manhattan Granite was a gold vault. And there were, if I remember correctly, about 800,000 bars of gold in our basement.
One time he got to pick one up, it was super heavy.
And behind the main set of bars were a whole set of cages, and each cage belonged to different countries. And so if country X wanted to transfer gold to country Y, one of the guys down in the gold vault would open the cage, take out some bars of gold, wheel it around in a dolly, and then take it over to the cage for country Y.
Kuttner's a professor of econ at Williams College now, but by the time he left the Fed in 2003, a quarter of those gold bars were gone. No, there was not some heist. It's just that central banks had sold off a lot of it.
Well, gold really, it doesn't earn any interest, for one thing.
Banks preferred U.S. treasuries. They earn interest and they're easier to sell. This move away from gold was the trend for many years. Jeffrey Christian is managing partner of CPM Group.
There may be two dozen or fewer central banks that are buying gold. And then there are other central banks that are not buying gold, maybe 160 of them.
At this point, most countries' gold reserves, he says, are just residue from an age decades ago when the world was on the gold standard.
You know, most of these central banks still have, like, you know, only 1 to 5 or 10% of their reserves in gold.
But since 2008, Christian says, while most central banks have been selling gold or not bothering with it, a few have been buying it up, and then some. There are a few reasons gold could be useful. Central banks can use it to control their currency's value or use it to pay for imports during a crisis. Joe Gagnon is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute.
Another reason is if you have trouble paying off your foreign debts, you know, having some reserves could come in handy.
But reason number one right now, Gagnon says, is
avoiding sanctions.
If a country holds U.S. treasuries, the U.S. can seize those treasuries. See Russia. Gold in a vault at home is safe. So whoever is buying all that gold, Gagnon thinks it's Russia, others suspect China, may be doing it to escape the long arms of the U.S. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.